Well, I'm standing on my balcony at the Absolute Hotel. Oh yes, I've got a balcony. I'm looking out across Limerick, across the river. There's countryside-ish green stuff, river, countryside in the distance, old buildings in front of me, some nice peachy, bluey, pinky houses beneath me, a big old river that I swear, if I was to stand on my balcony and jump, I would just land in, but looking at it, it doesn't actually look as deep enough for me to survive. So I'll stay in my room, which is on the third floor. Great view. There's a pack of dogs. Look like they're tearing a man apart, or he's feeding them sweets. Which reminds me, when I came into my hotel, back into the warm, the phone was ringing. It took me about 5 minutes to find it. It's a big room. And I found it. Luckily, there was also a big parcel thing of chocolate and sweets, which sounds like this. And that's a really nice welcome from the management here. I think I may be feeling sick later with the amount of sugar intake. Very swanky room. I'd love to be able... The television says welcome to me as well. I bet this happens in all hotels, doesn't it? The television's got my name and it says welcome. Absolute Hotel is, in fact, on Twitter. And they probably are listening to this because they seem to be quite plugged into social media. Hence, I think the invitation is to stay here. And it's also something to do with Bernie Goldbach, who is Top Gold on Twitter, who runs kind of an educational course for former Dell employees in this building, I think. There's a meetup here tonight with people, if you are around. And if I was going to criticise anything, it would be the criticism that I have with almost every hotel I walk into nowadays. This day and age where we are more and more working from mobile devices. Those devices may or may not be your phone or your iPad or your slimline MacBook Air. And you don't normally have an Ethernet port on there. You know where I'm going now, don't you? This hotel very, very generously gives free internet, but cabled internet only, unless you're in select places, i.e. downstairs in the foyer. There is also a little plaque saying, make a connection, and telling you where you can get your cable if you don't have your own. But it's got a big picture of a router on it. A glorious, delicious, fantastic router. Which I'm sure we've probably got them lying around at home when we upgrade our home routers. So top tip to hotels that only have wired internet connection, which of course will be made either illegal or become obsolete in the next year when the majority of people, they say, in 2013-14 will be accessing the internet from a mobile device. You need to be ready for this, guys. I do have two MiFis with me, one from Vodafone, and one that Bernie has kindly lent me while I'm here. But it will stop me, because of Bernie's mobile phone account, from streaming video and showing you just how beautiful this room is. Where I'm standing right now, I can't see the bed. That's how beautiful. You'll just have to imagine how beautiful it is, because there isn't any Wi-Fi in my room. Absolute Hotel, do you see where I'm going with this? I could share in glorious live stream, and you could tell me on an application like Bamboozer, where you can watch me as I'm live streaming to you, what areas of this room... I'm still walking, hang on, I'm walking, and here is the bath area. Right, well, I'm walking. This is my shower area. It's a big room. I will be having a party tonight. Are you in Limerick, or could you drive here with as much booze as you can carry? Just joking, Absolute Hotel. I will be good, I promise. I'm going back to my seated table area, which isn't that kind of bolt-on thing they stick underneath the television. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! Televisions! There's two of them. There's this kind of central wall pillar bit between my large leather sofa, which has a television on it. And then when I walk around this wall bit, there is my large bed, and on the back of the wall, a television on it, where I can watch from the comfort of the bed. And the balcony is off there. Balcony big enough to probably hold 15 people, all holding alcoholic beverages. You know, I reckon this is 4.95 stars. It would be 5 if only they had Wi-Fi. I'm going to like it here either way. I'll just have to keep my MiFis plugged in and powered up.